What up?
What up? This is Chris.
This is Rob. Wait. I'm Chris. That's Rob. I hope you enjoy our show. Have a great time.
What up?
How's everybody doing out there?
She's all in.
I'm the panel. I'm the Chris Rock.
She's doing good. She's doing really good, let me tell you. The panel sessions have begun for tonight, and oh my God, are we having so much fun.
Oh my God. I'm laughing. We filmed four of them in a night, but obviously they're spread out over time, but we've just had such a great time, and we've had...
Which is why we're all wearing the same clothes. And
And Gabby had us crying earlier to the point where we had major tears. That's going to be for real material. But it was Gabby, just because she was next to me.
She's our guest. We've had a great time. So she actually came up with our show for tonight.
Yes.
Right?
Which is going to be a special one. We're going to be talking about the places we would want to visit and eat food from them.
Yes.
We're talking about worldwide.
Yes.
Global.
So I got one question. Is it somewhere we have not been yet?
That would be nice. Something that you're yearning to go and try.
Yeah, I like it.
Right.
Okay. Cool. I'm good. I'll let you start it off.
Yes. So this one's an easy one for me because I'm half Italian, so I've always wanted to go to Italy, especially for spaghetti.
Is it the left leg?
What?
Is it the left leg? Up,
just straight up.
Or is it the belly?
I heard they have really good gelato. One of my teachers went there to visit it, and she said that her and her son just ate gelato the whole time they were there. I really want to try their homemade pasta, their pizza, and gelato. That would seal the deal for me. I really want to go there.
Yeah,
I've known a couple people that have gone to Italy for food, and they said the way everything tastes is just it's out of this world.
It is.
Wow. I've been only met the sauces there.
Oh my God, they're unbelievable. I've been there 3 times.
Really?
And you know, you go to restaurants and you sit down, and sometimes the service takes a little bit longer, but it's literally homemade. You got Mama Celeste back there. Hey, you want some food? I bring you food. And you're sitting there. They bring you the French bread. They bring you. And next thing you know, you got a 74-course meal, and you've been there 2 hours, and you're like, how am I going to get out of here?
Yeah, there's nothing. You don't just jump in and out of the
phone. Oh, no.
It's an experience.
It is.
See, I've never been. I would definitely want to.
Oh, my God. Even in Italy is... You have to do it.
So I got to ask, what was your favorite, hands down, best thing you had?
And you have to answer sitting on your hands.
Can I amend that question?
Yes, of course.
What region were you in?
Oh.
Because Italy has different culinary regions.
Right. So I was in the Piemonte region, which is northern Italy and Turin, and it's Piemontese. And the raviolis that I had there, ravioli sauce that they had was... it's unexplainable. It literally melted in your mouth. That's how good it was.
Wow, super cool.
And the steak, by the way. The steak. They do steak so much different than we do. It's...
They're offended by what we do.
Yeah,
very offended.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Italy's on my bucket list, for sure.
But anyway, okay.
Good one.
Gabby.
Yes.
Hey, what time do you go?
Okay, you know, I love trying anything. So... I want to go to India. I started really getting into Indian food. I love
the curry.
The different curries, which I never used to as a kid.
Yeah.
If you told me that I was going to start liking Indian food, I'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
But I do. And the naan bread reminds me of a tortilla. So it's just so good. So I want to go to India and have some really good Indian made there, I think.
It amazes me how spicy the food can get to. I never would have thought.
Yes.
And you just kind of sit there and like, okay, that's good. And then, whoa, yeah, all right.
And they're like, yeah, that's the mild stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like sweating.
Oh, yeah, dripping.
You can't. Right. I just went to Yuba City. I didn't know if you guys know that I came from Yuba City here. And then there's a large Sikh community there.
Yes, okay.
And they have a festival once a year there that is amazing.
I think it's the largest Sikh festival in the United States.
That's
right?
Correct. And thousands of people go there for the whole weekend. They feed 5,000 to 10,000 people on a weekend, and all the food is free.
Nice.
Yes, they serve. They have all these big tents.
Free food?
It's
you're
all free food.
To this boys here.
Yes. You go to the Sikh festival on Fridays are their parade, and Saturday and Sunday is their festival. Mm-hmm. And you stand in line, and you go into these different tents, and they hand you, what would you like to try? And it's all for free to the public.
Wow. So I amazing. Haven't called a timeout in a while, but timeout.
We don't. You know, you're out of timeout.
Deal with it. Fat guys, free food, festival. Sounds like a party.
Yeah. The people, the Sikh community people, they're yeah. so kind. Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
yes.
genuinely, like, the energy is
yeah.
beautiful.
And they carry swords, so that's cool.
Pardon me?
They carry swords and knives, so that's
cool. Oh, yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they have entertainment stuff like that you yeah. watch. And then they have a big old area that you, like, a vending
oh,
area
that's cool.
where you buy clothes or artwork and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would really recommend it for anybody who wants to go to Yuba City to the Sikh Festival and have some amazing free food. These
yeah.
people are amazing.
To what country would you go?
India.
And that's right, India. Not Ali.
Italy.
Where
are we
at? Go ahead, you go out there last.
It's beaches and Caribbean food. I love Caribbean food. And the reason I like Caribbean food
for chicken.
Yeah, but it's because of where the Caribbean was and the history of the Caribbean. It has spices from all over the world
yeah, really
that comes in. And so, you know, like Cuban food is a different variation of it. But I think the Caribbean food, and I'm talking like your, you know, your Jamaicas and all that stuff, but it's spicy, it's super flavorful. You can actually taste the different cultural influences from around the world.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow.
It's nice.
Yeah,
like it. Good call.
Yeah.
yeah.
And they got pretty awesome beaches. So.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Food and beaches.
Yeah. Hello.
True story. You
know. Yeah.
So I'm going to say two places that I've never been that I'd love to go try some food. First of all, I would definitely want to go taste what Chinese food is in China.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So it's a whole, and I'm always told by the people that are in the Chinese restaurants, this is not the food that we eat.
Yes.
Right.
And so I think I'd really like to go to China and try like real Chinese food. Now, I don't know how scary that is or how it could be absolutely wonderful. So that's something I've always been kind of interested in, what that's really like. Because I love Chinese food. I'm a huge Chinese
yeah.
fan. The other one is purely on... because of the events that they have out there, but Tomatillo in Spain. And I would love to go eat in Spain and go be a part of the whole Tomatillo where everybody's throwing tomatoes at each other. And so those
the
are
tomato festival.
The big tomato festival. So if there are no tomatoes and stuff, I'm probably in a great place.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the paella or the actual Tomatillo sauce?
So I don't know. I want to go experience Spain's food.
Yeah.
So the paella is actually pretty phenomenal. It comes in a big old pot for about three or four people with a bunch of different, whatever you want in it, basically, and rice.
Right.
And it feeds like three or four people. It is, oh my God, so good, just so you know.
So those are two that I would really like to see and try in their foods in their lands. It's kind of like when I went to Ireland and I had a Guinness, and Guinness doesn't travel. So if you have a Guinness beer, it tastes completely different.
Yes.
Than
wow.
Guinness in Ireland.
Yeah.
It's the same concept for me, is that I really love, and I want to do the Running of the Bulls, by the way, which is
quite
a, says everything about me, but.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but the Tomatillo Festival, the Tomato Festival, is something that I've always been really drawn to, and I've wanted to go try that, and then Chinese food in China, I don't know, it's something in there that I want to
do. You know what
there.
I heard? That they don't have fortune cookies in China.
That's
a good
thing.
Yeah.
It's made in San Francisco. That's right.
So, funny story.
Yeah.
My dad traveled to China. Lots of times. He was a commodities trader for a while. And he was, you know, having these dinners with all these fancy guys, and he was going to these restaurants, and same thing, exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
It's totally different than what they serve here. And he fell in love with the soup, and he found out, I don't remember what the name of it was, but he found out, and he would order it everywhere he went. And these guys were really impressed that this American was eating this soup, because usually Americans don't eat this soup. It was Dogai soup.
Interesting.
Wow.
But he loved it. Like, he could not get enough of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And he didn't find out what it was until the very last day.
Right.
And so, like,
he didn't get to have a mental
right. So
thought like, about what it is.
Yeah, so he literally,
yeah.
like, on the last day, they're like, he's like, what is in that soup? And they're like, it's Godai soup. And he's like, eh, okay, but it was delicious.
Like, well, I can have some more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it was just one of those cultural experiences where you didn't know what you were eating.
Right.
You just loved the flavor
yeah.
of it. So I would love to experience that.
Yeah,
nice.
That's awesome.
I like it.
Well, that was cool. That's an interesting thought. Cool.
Okay, so I kind of have two, and the reason why I have two, one of them's kind of special, and the other one's kind of a to-do list, bucket list thing. But before I do that, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsor, Anchor by Spotify. Thank you guys very much for being our sponsor. We appreciate you.
Yeah. We've got the Todd.
The Todd.
Real estate. So any real estate needs, give me a call. Information down below.
Yeah.
And we've got Leanie's pictures, best photographer in the 916. Go check her out on Instagram at
Leanie's pictures. But the pastries in Holland are supposed to be phenomenal. I've had some friends go over there and they said it was completely crazy good, phenomenal. So I don't know if it's because of
everyone has the munchies, or
yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's where I was just going to go there and go hungry. And the next one is kind of something that's a little near and dear to our hearts here at What Up with Rob and Chris. He has no idea what I'm going to say, but it'd be Kenya. And the reason being is that I've always wanted to try something different, especially since the Daraja Academy interview. And with the Daraja Academy interview, we ended up sponsoring a young lady by the name of Mavis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that would be pretty phenomenal, to be quite honest, for us to be able to go
phenomenal with enough
and enjoy a meal in Kenya. I think, I don't know what they have, but I always also want to try an antelope to see what it tastes like. I think that would be kind of cool. I don't know if that would be correlation on how they would do food in Kenya, but that's kind of something that I would like to do.
It's really cool, and we've been invited to go.
Yeah.
So we are fully invited to go to Kenya to experience Daraja. Daraja means bridge in Kenyan. And it's an amazing, go definitely watch that show with Jason Doherty, who started that with his wife and a friend, and what he's done for young women in Kenya is
unbelievable.
Wow.
And
it's
incredible.
I hope they do a show when you're there.
Well, we would. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The girls are amazing. And a lot of them come to the United States and get, go to big time colleges and go back and become. Wow. So most of these girls, I mean, we're getting a little off topic on this, but they are usually. Kind of
yes.
Thing.
Is
that
Muslim there? Are
they
my understanding is they're Muslim, Christian, Buddhists.
But it's just an incredible thing where it's actually giving girls opportunities, and they just don't have enough spaces for girls. He says it kills me every year is the girls that he has to turn down. So I understand where you're going with that. That's a good pick on going and experiencing the food in another country.
Yeah.
A very different country.
Yes.
So, and those were all really good. This was a good suggestion on the show. I really
absolutely.
And thank you for being here.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was fun. I loved it.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
I love
amazing,
you, man.
Amazing energy.
Yes. So from What Up, we want to thank you for being here. Thank you. Allie was definitely our leader and host for the past four shows.
Oh, yeah.
I finally want to keep doing that because that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So we're actually preparing until like January, February. We've got the book that you put out there. And just a couple of things you're going to see with us over the holidays. So just thank you for joining us and being with us. Watch the old shows. Chris is really bringing up a lot of some of the old stuff that we did, but they're really strong and powerful and incredible people that we've interviewed. So look out for some more great things for What Up, and thank you for being here.
What Up? Have a great day and a better tomorrow, folks.
Bye.